Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, this is Susan McKee calling. I have a charge that I don't recognize. I wonder if you could help me with it.
Sure. Can we start with your zip code, please?
93401.
Thank you. And you said Susan McKee. Was that correct, ma'am?
Yes, correct.
Thank you, ma'am. I did locate an account. Could you please verify your address, ma'am?
You disappeared. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, no.
Yes, ma'am. Could you verify your... Oh, I'm sorry. Could you verify your address?
3415 Sequoia Drive, San Luis Obispo, California, 93401.
Thank you, ma'am. And I did locate that account. I do see it showing me it's for a neck massager, which helps with achy necks and pulled muscles and sore muscles.
Right.
Massage. Right. I do see someone charged the $7.95 for the neck massager, yeah, for the shipping and handling. I do, yeah, see where it was a free welcoming gift to our consumer, mm-hmm, gadget club. I do see where they charged you $54.97. It's a shopping membership to our hottest selling gadget club around. You would get a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget with.
There was no explanation that would happen. I don't recognize the $54.97, and I really don't belong to the gadget club.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll be glad to cancel your account to stop all future charges for you, since it's $54.97. It is a monthly charge.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah.
You're welcome. And I have that canceled. Would you like a confirmation number, please?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. It's C, as in Charlie, 2,
okay,
5, 8, mm-hmm, 8, 5, 3, 5, 1, 3.
Okay. Now, the neck massager, does I give that back, or what? How does that work?
Oh, it's still on the way.
Oh, okay.
It has been shipped out, so it's still on the way.
Okay. Now, will I get a refund of that $54.97?
I do see where I'm able to do a 35% refund of $54.97, 35%.
You know, there was no indication on that, and I looked pretty carefully, that this would be then be a you know, sign up for a club kind of a thing, and I think that's really a shame, because you're going to catch a lot of people unaware. I got a call from my bank this morning at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, saying you have this charge. Is this yours? And I said, no, I didn't charge that. So it's really false.
Did you dispute the charge already?
No, I said to hold it, because I recognized it was the same phone number as the $7.95, and I thought, well, it must be tied in. Maybe they're charging me for the neck massager after all, or something like that. So it really was not made clear that this was going to be an ongoing charge.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do see I could do a 50% refund, which would be $27.49.
How much?
$27.49 would be the amount of the refund.
Previously you said it was a 30-some.
You get 35, but when you said you've spoken with your bank, I went up to 50 when you didn't accept the 35. So it would be a 50%. You would get $27.49 back.
Okay, whatever, but just take my name off the gadget list.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let's get that refund of $27.49 for you also, please. You will get that back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your account has been canceled. There'll be no more charges, okay, whatsoever. Would you like a confirmation number, please?
Well, you just gave me one.
Okay, yes, ma'am. The only thing that changes for the refund, the last number, instead of a 3, it's going to be a 4.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So just keep up with both those numbers, and you'll be good to go.
All right. Well, thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.